Immerse yourself in the lives of the BYU Cougars. This is Deep Blue.
This is Deep Blue with Jason Shepherd.
Thanks for tuning into another edition of Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast, where we get to know some of the BYU Cougars after practice. I'm Cleon Wall, and today's guests are BYU football long snapper Garrison Grimes and punter and extra point holder Sam Vandahar. Garrison, you transferred to BYU during the offseason. Sam, you have been at BYU for one season. What has it been like for you to try and sync up? And we'll start off with Garrison.
Yeah, it's been good. First coming in, the biggest thing we just needed to do was get reps. And Sam was great about that. Will was great about that, just making sure that we get out and do maybe 50 reps in a day just so that we can be as comfortable as possible. So I know that Will's comfortable, Sam's comfortable, and we can go out and not worry about it on game day and perform to the highest of our abilities.
What about you, Sam?
Yeah, just to echo that, like, it was a pretty smooth transition with Gaz having so much experience. So, it was really just a matter of getting reps rather than sort of changing too much. Just getting Gary sort of familiar with the scheme that we run. And then it was sort of pretty smooth from then onwards.
Okay, wait, we can't go any further. Did you just call him Gaz?
Gaz, sorry. It just rolls off the tongue, yeah. That's
I get it. Okay, yeah. So do you respond to Gaz?
I do, yeah.
Did you respond?
I'm used to it.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you respond to it before you got to know Sam?
I've never heard it before. I think it's an Aussie thing, so, yeah.
Okay. Sam, what has it been like switching long snappers from last year to this year? And the only reason I ask this is because a lot of times receivers will say, new quarterback, I have to get used to how the quarterback spins the ball, how fast it comes in, things like that. What has it been like, you know, getting a new long snap?
Yeah, it wasn't a little adjustment. Obviously, Gary's phenomenal at what he does, but as I said, I was pretty familiar with Dalton at the time, so it was literally just a matter of the timing, I think. Like, the timing's always a little different between snapper to snapper with speed and, the tightness of the spiral, things like that. So, it wasn't a huge adjustment, as I said, with all Garrison's experience. So, it was really just a matter of just understanding the speed differences, I would think, as... Gary obviously rips him in there. So, but once we had that down pat, it was pretty easy from there, pretty smooth.
So, Garrison, here's one thing I need to clear up. Do you do it for both extra points and for punts?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, I want you to detail that for me because, to me, from an untrained eye, and I am an untrained eye, yeah. You have the one for extra points, and extra points, it has to be low or at least low enough so it's not like going over Sam's head. On the other hand, when you have punts, you have to get it where it's in a nice spot for him while he's standing up. Kind of give us an idea of how your technique or what you do different to make sure that you get it to him at the right place for either extra points or for punts.
Yeah, so field goals are a little different. It's more of like a free throw in basketball. Like, there's not as much leg movement, but a big thing for field goals as well and extra points is making sure that you have the same rotation every time so that when Sam catches it, the laces are out. And that just makes it easy for Will, so it's less movement with the ball and he's able to feel comfortable going through. Kind of like I was saying the whole time, like, the goal is just to make it smooth and comfortable for Sam and Will, and that's my job. And on punt, obviously, snap time is important, but we don't focus on that as much just because that's something that I feel like the Lord's blessed me with, and just being able to rip it back there like Sam was saying. But
how fast do you rip it back there? Have you ever done, how fast it's going to get back to Sam?
Average snap time last year, I averaged like 0.67, 6.8, but I don't know if you know what that means, but it was,
Well, it sounds fast to me.
Yeah. But yeah, same thing. I just want Sam to feel comfortable going out there so that he can perform at the highest of his capabilities. So there's not a ton that changes. It's just more crunch and legs through that as well and making sure I'm getting through the spot on that.
Okay, Sam, what's the perfect ball like to receive before you kick it? What's that perfect ball that you might get from Garrison that will lead to potentially the perfect punt?
Yeah, I was saying to Gaz pretty early on, with our scheme being a rollout scheme, it's slightly higher than probably what it would be on a spiral. So I was trying to say just sort of aim at the numbers on my jersey. It just allows me to have the vision to be able to sort of read the rush and to be able to slow down as well. I guess the luxury of having a fast snapper is that it allows me to sort of take my time a little bit, which then results in more consistent punting. So I would say that... good lead, because obviously we lead on our snaps a little bit, and then obviously, you know, sort of around that mid-drift range is kind of where I like it. And yeah, so I would say that Gaz is pretty excellent at that. So
when you guys are, give us an idea of what practices are like, because you said, you know, sometimes we need to come out here and you spend a little bit of extra time today. Granted, the stuff I saw was extra points, but I'm just saying, what does that look like? What do practices look like for you? How do you critique how things are going? And do you guys maybe not critique each other, say, okay, that one was good. Oh, that one was a little left, or anything like that.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays are obviously our kick days, and Wednesday can be some drill work. Monday can be some drill work as well. But on our big kick days, we'll come out, we'll have a couple periods where we have field goal, punt, kickoffs, and then that's kind of when we have the game-like reps with the whole unit. And then obviously the rest of practice, we're by ourselves, so we'll make sure we're going out, we're getting run-ons to make it game-like, we're getting extra reps throughout practice. But like you're saying, like, I want Sam to critique me as much as possible, because I want it, like, we're chasing perfection in our specific position groups, because the mental aspect of it is a big part of it. And when we run onto the field and make it game like and make sure you're getting into that mental headspace, that's kind of what we've been focusing on.
Sam, you played Australian rules football before you came over to the States, and then you started to go into punting when you went with Pro Kick Australia. Why punting? Why not place kicking? Why was punting that for you? And jokingly, I want to say, and why not punt returner?
Yeah, so the punting aspect in terms of with the Australian rules football being the main mode of transport, I guess, is by foot. So the kicking that a lot of what we do with the scheme, with the rugby stuff, is very similar to what I was doing already with the Australian rules football stuff. Granted, the ball was slightly different, and it was a faster speed of play and things like that. So the transition from, you know, Australian football into American punting wasn't a significant change. Obviously, there's different nuances with the ball and the spiraling and things like that. So there was like a natural feel and touch for it, I guess, whereas, you know, place kicking was entirely different from my history. It's like a basketball player going and playing football. So it was completely out of my realm, I guess. And also with Pro Kick Australia having such a successful program, it wasn't hard to find in the sense that, oh, well, this is pretty similar to what I'm already doing. I think that it's something that I could potentially do. Now, you never know if you can do it or if you're good at it or bad at it, because I didn't know anything about American football, but I knew that I could kick a ball that was similar to the one that we use. And so I just went there and gave it a crack. And I guess that they deemed that I was able to be able to come over here at some point, and I was lucky enough to, you know, get recruited by Pitt and then obviously transfer here. So.
If called upon, though, could you place kick?
No.
Honesty, I love it.
Yeah, no. It's funny. Like, I always say to the guys that, you know, I would happily, I think Garrison would probably, like, I genuinely can't do it. It's just the whole, it's funny. People look at place kicking and punting as similar, but the nuances are very different with the even where you're hitting it on your foot and it's off the ground. And, yeah, no. We'd be in trouble if I was going to do it. Put me in a running back or receiver before that.
Garrison, you're the son of a football coach who was an offensive lineman. I think I have that right. Yeah, he was an offensive lineman. He coached offensive linemen. He's now an offensive coordinator. So how did you transition to being a long snapper then? Because you have this history, at least in your family, of offensive linemen. How did you get to be a long snapper?
Yeah, I played tight end and slot in high school, but I just kind of knew how to snap. Like, I think in seventh grade, my dad just taught me how to hold it. And from then on, I was always just the team snapper, and I would do that along with playing tight end and slot. And I was getting recruited for tight end to some smaller schools, but nothing crazy. And then I went to one of the snapping coaches that rated me and put me on his website. And after that, started getting recruited by big schools for snapping. And my dad, I had an offer from Baylor prior to my dad getting hired there, but they weren't one of my top schools. And then once my dad got hired there, it kind of made the decision easy. And I just went there and decided to play long snapper.
I'm curious, and I want to ask both of you guys this, the mental aspect. You kind of mentioned it, the mental aspect of both of your positions. It's not a very physical thing for you except for kicking the ball. I guess if you run the ball, it's going to get physical. But I mean, in reality, how much of it is it really, I know it's repetitions, but how much of it really is mental for you as a punter and you as the long snapper?
Yeah, I would, in terms of quantify percentage, it's very difficult, but I would say it's definitely more mental than physical. I think that game day, it all happens so fast. I mean, the whole operation's about 2-2, so within 2.2 seconds, what we've done is already over. So you don't really have time to think in the moment of doing it. And so that's kind of why getting reps of practice and, you know, the hundreds and thousands of reps you get over the summertime is so important, because you don't have time to think when you're out there, you know. And I think that as a specialist, I'm sure Gaz will say the same as a snapper, that if you are thinking, you could probably get in a bit of trouble, because you start overthinking about the crowd and maybe if the ball's wet or if wind or whatever it may be. You really just have to lock in into your technique and like what you do. And I know for me, all I really say to myself before I punt is up and through. That's just something I say to myself, which is a key point for me to just get up and through the ball. And that's about it, really. And I think that if I do that in my head, I feel like we'll get a result that we'll be happy with as a team. And so everyone has their little things that they say to each other or themselves. But for me, I actually feel like once Gary and I are out there on the field, it feels a lot more peaceful for me than maybe practice even, just because it's one of one. It's not really like 5-6 reps like a period. Yeah, it's funny how that works. I know everyone has a different experience with it, but me personally as a punter, I think that it's actually more relaxing being out in the field on game day when we go in for a punt than it is, you know, during practice. And I think that that's hats off to the coaches too, making it a little bit more difficult practice as well.
Okay, Garrison, talk about that, the mental side of things as a long snapper.
It was definitely a transition for me, high school to college, because like I said, I played tight end, so I would just go out there and I'd, you know, run routes, catch balls, and then I'd throw my gloves off and go out there and snap the ball, so I didn't have to think about it at all. And then once I came to college and was only a snapper, I realized all the different variables that went into it. There's a crunch, release, kind of all those different things, and I went through a little bit of a slump. And then once I came into my redshirt freshman year, that's kind of when I started putting it all together, started for my first year. And it's definitely different in a game than it is in practice, like Sam's saying. But also, like Sam's saying, it's one of one. Like, you go out, and we may have 6 different reps in a game, but our mindset is just, all right, we're going to be one for one 6 times throughout the game. And that's something that I had to learn. I also had to learn to quiet my thoughts, like Sam's talking about in a game, making sure when I go out, I only have 1 to 2 thoughts pre-snap. And I try to keep it one, but it'll also change for me week to week. So it may be something with my crunch, it may be something with my release, it may be something with my block. So it can change week to week, but definitely a learning process of being able to quiet the mind and just think of one thing.
Okay, just a couple more questions for you guys, and then we'll let you go. In your job, Garrison, is the worst part the actual after you snap the ball? Or what is the worst part of being a long snapper?
There's no worst part. Yeah, I love being able to run down the field and cover and try and make tackles. So that's my favorite part. Okay. Actually, I love snapping and being able to just work with Sam and Will. It's the most experienced group I've ever been with. And you can tell on the field. You know, I think that the maturity in the group is very evident. And that's something that I'm looking forward to show the rest of the year.
So, Sam, do you practice tackling? And I want to know. I want to know if so. I'm going to ask Garrison how you do it tackling.
I don't practice it anymore. No, I used to obviously do it quite a lot with Australian rules football, and I mean, I think I'm a proficient tackler, but obviously it's not something I've done in a few years. So it's, you know, if I get called upon to tackle in a game, I really haven't probably done my job, to be honest. So, and then obviously, you know, looking at it in a serious manner, like, we don't really practice at practice because of the chance for injury and things like that. But, I mean, if I, God forbid, am called upon to make a tackle in a game, then, I think that, you know, I'll do my best to do my job.
Maybe what you need to work on more is making sure you don't get juked out just in case. You know,
that's it. Yeah. Just watch the hips and make the tackle. That's it.
Or dive. Just dive in it. Everything will look good. Okay. Guys, thanks a lot for joining me. Thanks again to Garrison Grimes and Sam Vanderhaar for joining me on Practice Chats. I'm Cleon Wall. Ben Hall produced this episode. You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms or find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio. Oh.